Sometimes I really like that thing.
What now?
It really annoys
me. It's not Hassan Reddick, I'll tell you that much. And it's not Aaron Rodgers. I still don't know where he is.
Is it baseball?
Yes, it is.
Is it Yankees or Mets?
Mets.
Okay. Hold on. Is it Alvarez?
Yes.
Oh, look at this.
What about Diaz?
Nothing about Diaz yet.
Okay.
Alvarez will play tonight.
He's reinstated from the 10-day IL. Okay. Do you want to know who's getting DFA'd?
Yes. Hold on.
If it's anything other than Jeff McNeil, I don't care.
It's going to be the catcher they just picked up for the Yankees.
It's the catcher, Tomas Nito.
Oh, Nito. Good.
They DFA'd Tomas Nito.
I respect that. I respect
that. They made the right move.
Yes, they did.
You can't send Torrens down.
No, he's played well. I agree.
Nito's bunting so well, though.
Nito's not bad, but they got a better backup. They upgraded the backup. Torrens has been terrific.
He's been very good.
He just looks like a ball player.
He does.
He can run. He hits the other way.
I like
him. He can throw.
Yankees gave him up. I don't know.
Get him from the Yankees. It was a good move. I mean,
you take our coach. You take our catcher.
Whatever.
You think you can take Soto. You're not taking him.
I knocked all the moves for the Yankees. That's been the best part. Mendy, Severino, Torrens. These have been the best parts.
You guys didn't think Bader. You guys didn't think what Hoff said was funny? What
did he say?
He goes, but Nito's been bunting so well.
Oh, yeah.
Over their head. Yeah. Over their board.
I did not hear that.
Well, Nito's not bad. I mean,
Can show me a really good backup catcher. Yeah. I mean, barely any good frontline catchers. Hoff, scale of 1 to 10. I know you're going to the game tonight. If the Mets, because you've already positioned it as more favorable certainly than we have. If the Mets sweep the Marlins, where are you? Emotionally, with what the Mets can do this season,
we're 5 games under 500. That's where I'm at.
You.
I'm still the same place. It's where I'm expecting. I'm not jumping for joy, being like, "Oh my God, this team is back." Mm-hmm. But I'm back to be. I'm at the point where I knew we'd be around this area the whole season. So
I love how everybody's like, "Oh, the Mets are around a 500 team. That's what they are." And then I quickly correct them and say, "No. They're 8 games under 500.
Yeah, they're a hot streak away from being a long one from being a 500 team.
Right. There's a big difference between being a 500 team, up a game, under a game, at 500, 200, 300. There's a big difference between that and being 11 under, taking a sweep to get you to 8 under.
Yep.
They are 8 under. That's not a 500 club.
It's not even close because the issues with that. Now, you're also a win streak away from getting to 500, but if you hit the skids, and let's face it, with this Mets pitching staff, you're going to lose a couple of games that you probably shouldn't lose here. All of a sudden, 8 games can balloon to 12 or 13 if you're not careful, and then it's lights out. You're pretty much out of it.
Well, they're a lot closer to 10 under.
Yeah.
They're closer to 15 under than they are to 500.
Let's slow down with that. Relax.
Oh, well, it's math.
But I know, but like, if once they win this, once they sweep the Marlins, we're back to like 5 games.
They're not going to sweep the Marlins.
Yeah. Think about that. It exhausts me. It exhausts me even thinking about
just
it.
Relax.
Even if they sweep the Marlins,
I know.
They're still 5 under. And then what do you think is going to happen? They'll win one. They'll lose two.
Yeah, play some good teams.
It is a long. When you bury yourself to the tune of 11 games under.
True.
You have really
How
cut
about
your
this
work
optimism?
Out for you.
Stop with that. Go with the optimism.
No.
They sweep the Marlins and then you win 5 of the next series in a row. Guess what? You're back to 500.
You want optimism? You should have told me that the Mets activated Diaz and DFA'd Jeff McNeil. Then I would have shown you some optimism.
Well, there's still time. It's only June 11th. Come
Diaz, on. To me, BT, all kidding aside, we talked about this yesterday. I think Diaz is going to be the key. Nice to get Alvarez back, and I'll be excited to see him go here. He's got that attitude that you love. But without Diaz there being the version of Diaz that they need him to be, they don't have it. Yeah, I know. You know what you can do with those trumpets. I really hope he comes back and pitches well, and they look to trade him. That's the move that
this
I would make.
Year 2 or year 3 of the 5
This
year.
Is year 2.
It is year 2. Okay.